Okay, so welcome to The Fifth Thing. This is the Q&A episode of the Four Things podcast. So every Thursday we have four things, and then every Tuesday we answer your questions that you've emailed in. And I've got Chase here with me today.
What up?
Yeah, it's been a minute. Full disclosure, we just recorded this Q&A episode a minute ago, and the audio was like corrupted somehow. So now we're under a time crunch.
And we're going to make it work.
It's totally fine. Life is great. No big deal. Like, of course this would happen to me today. Deep breaths, you know, like life is great. Think of the things you're thankful for and roll with that. Mm-hmm. So we're, because I, last week's episode was so long with Stephen Young, the founder of Home Street Home, who's formerly homeless, and came on and shared his story and what he's doing now to help his homeless friends now that he's no longer homeless. It was just an inspiring episode, and it went on and on and on. So I didn't do an email shout out. So I thought at the beginning of today's episode, I would do a shout out. And here's an email from Teresa. Hey, Amy, love your podcast. I've listened to everyone, and this week's episode with Stephen Young has made the most impact for me. I was one of those people who would sit in my car with the windows up at traffic lights, trying not to make eye contact with someone homeless. Thank you for opening my eyes and changing my heart. I wanted to share with you an amazing kid from Massachusetts who is right now collecting supplies to make hand-up bags for our area's homeless population. The new segment aired December 6th and highlights the love and spirit of a young boy in my community, and I really think you will love his story. And Teresa attached the news clip, which I clicked on, and it was really awesome. Like, the first lines of the story say this: like millions of children around the world, Springfield's Eddie Gagnon, I think I'm saying his name right, G-A-G-N-O-N, has a Christmas wish, but he's not asking for a brand new iPad or the latest game. He's asking for human compassion. Eddie, who's only 7 years old, by the way, wants gloves, hand warmers, and granola bars to make hand-up bags for Western Massachusetts homeless population. So that's just so a little awesome. Tell me something good, yeah. Kind of to kick the show off, and like a cool email from Teresa, because she obviously was touched by Stephen's interview, and I was too, and maybe all of us, the next time you're at the corner and you see somebody homeless holding up a sign, like a smile and a wave. You don't have to give them anything. If you have something great, give it. But there is a bigger story happening. Let's not judge before we know what's happening. And gosh, just making them feel known, because everybody should feel Absolutely. Known. So thank you, Teresa, for the email. Now let's get into the questions, Chase.
Okay, this first one's from Britton. She wanted to know, so she sees that you have sometimes like turned your Pimp and Joy t-shirts into crops. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to know if you had any tips or tricks for doing that with her own.
Ooh, my latest thing that I've cropped is my Cool Aunt shirt, which I wear like every other day. Like, Cool Aunt might be my favorite thing that we've made lately. But yes, cropping can be risky, because if you cut too much, then you cannot wear it because you're showing too much of your stomach. Luckily for high-waisted pants, crop things look super cute. I'm not into cropping to show off my stomach by any means, but if you wear something high-waisted, like high-waisted yoga pants or high-waisted jeans, it just can make it look extra cute. And I did put a tutorial up on Espoir's Instagram. It's under highlights, the little circle things that are at the top of each Instagram account's page. If you see circles with like names, there's a circle there that says like, I don't know, crop tutorial or something. I run that account, and the handle is at Shop Espoir. So that's where I put it, because a lot of the Espoir items are what we were cropping. And yeah, even Pimp and Joy stuff too. But honestly, yeah, you could just guess it. But if you're new to it and you don't want to cut it too short, then you can follow the tutorial and hopefully that will help. But I would be majorly conservative if you're new. Like, don't, even with the measurements in the tutorial, go ahead and cut. Don't cut as much as you think you should, because you can always cut off a little bit more. It's more difficult, but I mean, shoot, if you cut too much, then shoot. Then you have to like give your shirt to your daughter or something. Or like a baby.
Or a baby.
Next question.
Okay. This one's from Katie. She was like, hey, I need to know more about this doggy CBD oil you were talking about. My dog gets so anxious around other people, and I just want to know, I want you to tell me more about it. And what's the brand?
So yeah, I had 23 people over my house for Thanksgiving, and my friend that was coming over knew that my dog can get a little crazy town. So she brought the CBD oil, and it worked. I was skeptical. I didn't know if it was going to work, but my dog was so chill and awesome. So of course I was sold, and I said, send me a link. I need to know all about it. I want to order it. She sent me the link and it's $80 or $79.99 or something. And I was like, what? But because I saw how well it worked, I was already hooked. So I ordered it and I'm hoping it will last a long time, right?
Like, and for you don't Cara, have to use it every day.
And for my dog, definitely a good investment. So I get it. It's pricey, but this is the only brand I personally have experience with for dogs. So I'll tell you what it is in case you want it. It's Pet Relief CBD Hemp Oil 1700 for medium to large breed dogs. And they spell relief R-E-L-E-A-F, like a leaf off a tree. I don't know why, instead of like legit relief, but it's an organic full spectrum hemp oil. This is not a commercial. It's just legit what I just bought. And yeah, if you want to check it out for yourself. Which, cool story about my dog. My dad had to go to the hospital last night. He's actually still there. He's probably going to be there for a few days. But I started taking my dog over to my dad's. I've had to be over there every day this last week because he had some issues. Obviously, now that he's in the hospital, the issues were way worse than I thought. I was like, you're fine. You're fine. Clearly, he was not fine. But like the other day, my dog was barking at him. And my dog's around him like a lot. At my house. And now that I take him over there, I'm like, why is she doing that? And my dad called me over. I was like leaving the hospital last night and he called me over and he said, hey, you know, good night. Thank you for helping, blah, 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 blah. He's like, you know, I was just thinking about Cara. He's like, you know, when she was barking at me, like intensely, almost like scared of him. But, and I kind of thought, oh my gosh, like, why are you doing that, Cara? He's like, she might have known something was happening with me and I needed to go to the hospital.
That's crazy.
And I was like, sweet. Probably should have brought you to the hospital 2 days ago when the dog was barking, but you're here now. So you're not going to die, thank goodness. But basically the hospital did tell me that if we'd waited any longer, it could be really bad. So
listen to the dog and not your daughter.
If you ever have a dog barking at an elderly parent that's also kind of sick, pay attention to that.
All right, let's keep rolling. This one's from Ashley. A longtime listener of the show, and her parents went to Haiti last summer on a mission trip and came back completely changed with a heart for the people over there. Her dad in particular loved the Haitian coffee. Do you have any suggestions on a brand or organization that she could order some from for Christmas?
So if they have that Haiti connection and you're wanting the gift of coffee to be super special like that, I think that's awesome and I love it. And you should check out singingrooster.org. Now, they're a company that's totally focused on the Haitian coffee industry, and they are straight up, their mission, and it says it on their website, is to bring life to the many Haitian coffee farmers, and they want to connect them with consumers all over the world, and they really want to honor their hard work and respect their coffee beans, which is super cool. And the packaging is cute, so that helps when you're giving it as a gift. If you're buying it for yourself, whatever. I mean, packaging is, to me, is like everything though. So it's a cute little like rooster and colorful, and Haiti's all about color. So singingrooster.org, if you want to check them out for your parents. Anybody else? I guess I'll do a little plug here for my sister's coffee, which Mary and I mentioned in our gift guide. And my sister's website is roothouseco.com, and her packaging is also super cute.
I opened mine this morning.
Oh, you got yours in? Yeah. Chase ordered some from our gift guide.
And it's like legit. She it said looks she, like a gift she on
saw,
its own.
So this is, that it's true, like small business owners, like every time you place an order, they're doing a happy dance. And it's so true. Like my sister, she's seeing every order that comes in and she's packaging and she said she saw your order come in and she put a handwritten note in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
But it was like when I opened it, it was like opening a gift all on its own.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to gift it, but I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like so presented.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're not, if you're just listening and you want a gift coffee, then definitely check out her. Or if you're just at your local grocery store and you're trying to build a cute gift basket and you want to throw in some coffee or whatever, and you want something that you can just go grab. Obviously, if you listen to the Bobby Bone Show, you know I'm a big fan of Westrock Coffee and the work that they do for coffee farmers in Africa. So that's a brand that you can find a lot of times at your grocery store or on Amazon or whatever. And then speaking of the gift guide, since we mentioned that some people have not listened to the episode, but they know that we have like a one online where you can click links and they're like, where do I find it? And it's radioamy.com. There's a picture of me and Mary and it says Amy and Mary's Gift Guide 2019. If you click on that, we have links to everything we talked about, from Amazon to other shops that we like, to cute shoes and like books, to also our favorite Shop Espoir and Shop Forward items that give back which I told y'all earlier that I am all into the cool ant. And all the cool ants are really liking it. It seemed like they were just us ants.
We
just
have some women in our family who I know ordered cool
ants. People don't
ant
make
stuff.
Things for the cool ants anymore. Yeah. And we added cool grandpa, cool grandma, all the things. So anyway, you can check out our gift guide. One of my favorite things on there is probably the Vans that we talked about, those checkered Vans.
That. Yeah.
Because it's like, so you'd have to know the person's shoe size, but it's like such a cute gift, very on trend right now and not super crazy expensive, but very cute.
I'm pairing my Root House coffee with the insulated Yeti tumblers that you also have on the gift guide.
We did include the Yeti
on
there.
So that's what I'm...
Perfect. So yeah, we've got gifts for him, her, kids, the old,
super
the young,
helpful.
Whatever. So hopefully that can be helpful for y'all. And speaking of gift guides, I know my friend Kelly from Velvet's Edge, I saw on Instagram that she just loaded up her gift guide. So she's got super cool stuff for him and her and gadgets around the house and a couple other items that I thought were unique. I was scrolling through it, looking at it too. So gift guides all around, but just know that radioamy.com, we put a lot of links up there to make shopping easy for y'all. Okay, next question.
Okay, this last one is from Nancy. She knows that you got married on New Year's Eve and she recently got engaged and they're going to be celebrating their wedding in 2020 over New Year's Eve, and want to know if you had any suggestions or advice about having a wedding on or around the holiday season.
Okay, I do have advice since I did get married and it's basically like throwing a party on New Year's Eve. So this advice will pertain to you whether it's a wedding ceremony and reception or just a party. But when it comes to the wedding, timing is everything because you want to make sure that your reception is like bumping at midnight. Like you don't want people to want to go home. Like you need everybody still into the party dancing by the time it's midnight. So while some weddings may start at 4 or 5 o'clock, like our ceremony, you know, where we're actually getting married, didn't start till 8 o'clock. So you have to look at timing that way. Everything shifts because you want your party to go into midnight. So make sure you take that into consideration. And you know, I felt like starting a wedding at 8 o'clock didn't mean we needed to serve like a full blown dinner. I thought a lot of people could maybe eat before they came, but we did serve like, it was still dinner, but it wasn't like a sit down dinner like some people have at weddings. It was more like a buffet style. And it was kind of more casual,
New Year's Eve
which
dinner.
I liked. Yes. Yeah. So it was like a Mexican theme with the food and fajitas, and just people could go through and get as much or as little as they wanted. And I felt like that made it more relaxed instead of so formal. And plus they were eating way later. They weren't eating till it was like 9 or 10 by the time we were eating. And then, you know, we did cake and then just be prepared. You're going to want champagne at midnight. So, and everybody got their own champagne glass so that we could do a toast. And, you know, something cute that I've seen people do also, because not everybody may have somebody to kiss at midnight, especially if you've got kids that are coming, you can have someone going around that's passing around the champagne. They can pass out little Hershey kisses. And so everyone gets a kiss at midnight. Get it? So I would say it's going to be a long night just because your whole day is way longer. Normally some brides and grooms might be in bed or at their hotel or whatever by midnight, but you're not. So try to sneak some comfortable shoes under your dress. So that's a tip. We did sparklers too. Like
awesome.
That was something fun and like New Year's Eve-ish, because a lot of people do that, sparklers anyway. A good thing about it is you'll never forget your anniversary. Like that's for sure. Because you know, every year you kind of always have something to do and celebrate. Another cute idea if you've got kids involved, because I know you said it's your family, milk and cookies at midnight is another super cute thing. And like the countdown is just so fun when you've got all your family and friends together. I mean, think about the last time weddings bring everybody together, and now you've got everybody together for a really special night, but also for like a crazy big countdown.
Yeah.
There's lots of buildup. And plus, New Year's Eve can be it's overrated. Like people think they're all excited about New Year's Eve. So you're actually providing them something fun to go do. So I wouldn't stress out about it. As long as you make it like moderately fine, like people are going to be excited just to have somewhere to go for New Year's Eve.
I think it's
right?
An awesome idea.
Yeah. So those are like my tips. I don't know. Nothing like groundbreaking.
But good stuff.
But timing is the thing that I learned that you have to. Oh, also just heads up, you're going to pay more for everything because it's a holiday. Like it's New Year's Eve and vendors know it. And they're like, oh, you want to rent this place? Well, on a Saturday of last week, it would have been this amount. But because it's New Year's Eve, it's probably a holiday, they're going to charge you more. So go ahead and prepare your budget for that.
And book and early, then, I would assume. Mm-hmm,
and I would say New Year's Eve, like you're getting married in winter, depending on where you live. So weather is, may not be your friend. We had a tent set up outside with heaters that people could go to for, we served like hot cider. We had to transition. I got married in this little place in Austin called Mercury Hall. It's a little white chapel with stained glass windows, and it's on South First. It's so adorable. But we did the ceremony and the reception there. So after we did the wedding ceremony, we had to flip it into the reception. So that's when we moved everybody out to the white tent, served them hot apple cider.
That's awesome.
And then everybody hung out in the tent, and then they went back in, and like a bunch of people from my mom's church and everything helped us flip it. And then it turned into the party room, and there was a DJ and blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah. And then we all hung out until midnight. We did the cake all before midnight. Plus then after midnight, people aren't going to want to hang around for like a long time. It's like, yeah, okay, party's over, time to go. So just between 8 and midnight, get the all the dancing and the cake and the food and the whatever done. And then midnight, like celebrate, have fun, whatever. But milk and cookies advice for the kids, Hershey's Kisses for people that might not have a kiss, and champagne for everybody. Or people that don't drink, like a sparkling cider, which we call it kids' wine. Like at my house, at Thanksgiving, we serve that, or and Christmas too.
Yeah.
We have wine for the adults and kids' wine for the kids, which is just sparkling juice.
It's awesome.
My kids think it's like,
makes them feel a part of it.
Yeah. They're like, where's my kids' wine? So congratulations on your wedding, and or anybody else that's throwing a New Year's Eve party. I will probably, hopefully, well, I'm going to be in Colorado with my family, and I want to be in my pajamas on mountain time celebrating New Year's on New York time. So it's going to be like,
oh yeah,
9 p.m. and we're going to be like, Happy New Year. Let's go to bed.
Then go to bed.
I mean, I hope. I mean, I'll be with family, so we'll make it fun, but I don't want to be like out at a party.
I have a feeling between all of you, you'll have something fun.
I know. Well, it's festive. My husband and I's anniversary, so he better plan something.
Whoa.
Somewhere in the day.
Sure, I'm going to like text them, remind them.
Early in the day, maybe like a massage.
She's expecting something. She had that look on her face.
Well, we'll be celebrating 13 years.
13 years?
Yeah. What are you supposed to get someone after 13 years? Like, is that paper?
I don't know. But that's awesome.
Diamonds. I'm not really into diamonds, so don't do that. Silver. I don't really know what it is. We've never followed that tradition.
He'll think of something good,
I'm sure. Okay, well, since this is like the second time we recorded this episode, we'll go ahead and end it there. And I hope you all have a great day. Listen on Thursday. We'll have a good little episode. It's not like an interview. I'm going to do like a mix of things. It'll be four totally different things. A couple of little interviews, I guess I should say. People will be on, but not one long interview with one person like I've been doing a lot of lately. So we'll see you on Thursday. Oh, did I say when the last day for shopping for the Shop Forward was? I didn't.
Yeah, you should say that.
I should, because I know I talked about the gift guide, but you should shipping cutoff is like December 17th. So you need to place your order if you want it in time for Christmas by December 17th. So don't put it off any longer. Go ahead and shop. That makes me nervous even saying that. But if you want like any of the cool stuff, the star necklace, the four things tote customizable, that ship has sailed, that's cut off, it's done. But we have stock ones you can get, or gratitude journals, did I say that? Whatever it is that you're ordering from the Shop Forward or Shop Espoir, like order by December 17th. But even that is cutting it. So just do it now. Okay. Namaste. Bye.